Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, yeah!
I've been waiting all day to play this audio for you guys because I'm the only one that's heard it so far. Yesterday was Mariah Carey's birthday.
Yeah.
Right? How old did she turn yesterday? 55, 65, 75?
Yes. Stop it. Why are you going to troll him like that?
So, that's why I didn't give him. Yes, sure.
We all know that Dammit Maury and his husband Dammit Matthew are huge Lambs, Mariah fans.
Who's
right?
The bigger, would you say, Maury?
I'm starting to think me.
Really?
I'm starting to think me.
Oh, has Matthew lost love for Mariah?
No, I think Matthew's lost love for Dammit Maury.
Oh, okay. Yes, gotcha.
Here's why. Did Maury wake Matthew up at 3:30 yesterday morning to celebrate Mariah's birthday before Maury left to come into work, but he then harassed him all day when Matthew was working in the office. Not like in the home office, at work. And spoiler alert, showed up at his work.
Oh, in the afternoon. No.
So let's start, and I have all the audio.
Okay.
So let's start with what happened in the condo at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Matthew.
Oh, by the way, Dammit Maury in hand has a party horn. Okay.
Matthew.
Oh.
What the fuck was that?
Oh.
What the fuck is that? What are you doing? Stop this, please.
It's Mariah Carey's birthday.
Okay, great. You're waking me up for this.
Wake up for Mariah's birthday.
We can celebrate after 8 a.m.
Wake up for Mariah's birthday.
No. What time is it? 4?
No, 3:30.
Oh my God. Off. Are you kidding me? I'm not awake now, but you just wait when you come home and I come home.
Oh.
You better protect your nuts.
But I wanted to make sure that you didn't miss Mariah Carey's birthday.
I don't give a f***. I'm not going to miss the birthday. I don't need to celebrate the birthday at 3 a.m.
Okay, Google, play Mariah Carey.
No, are you kidding me? Stop. I'm going to... Google, stop.
Okay, Google, volume up 5.
Maury, I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to take this damn thing and shove it up your ass. Thanks a lot. You know, it takes me a lot to fall asleep and not ruin my sleep. And okay. I have a huge meeting with 60
birthday,
people tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Maya. Okay, go back to sleep.
Thank you.
Oh,
don't
no.
even bother kissing me. I'm so annoyed by you.
Oh, no.
So then, Maury comes into work, works all day, and then gets home and immediately starts calling Matthew at work to celebrate Mariah's birthday.
Matthew speaking.
We're still celebrating Mariah Carey's birthday.
Oh. Are you kidding me right now?
Okay, so here's the question I have for you.
First of all, it's not birthday, it's anniversary.
Okay, very good. Okay, here's the question. How does...
I have a meeting with 60 people in 5 minutes. Like, what do you want?
Okay, how does this song go?
That Subtle Invitation. Yep, it was on the Charm Bracelet album.
Not my question. I don't know what... I don't care what album. How does the song go?
If you found someone...
So much for that meeting.
Somewhat attached. I don't know every lyric. What do you want?
Mariah Carey birthday trivia continues. Finish this lyric.
My God.
I can make it through the rain.
I can make it through the rain. I saw once again on my own, I think.
Can't resist.
Hello, Christy speaking.
Hey, is this Matthew's boss, Christy?
It is.
Oh, no.
It's Maury. How are you? Matthew's husband.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is Matthew there? He's not answering my calls.
He is.
Oh, can you just pass him the phone for a second?
This is the meeting with 60 people, by the way.
Okay, I can't believe you did that. Okay. I told you no.
Okay, still celebrating Mariah Carey's birthday. Finish the lyric. Okay, you ready? Speed dial connecting me to Ray Ray.
I'm flabbergasted right now.
Speed dial connecting me to Ray Ray.
The next lyric will be...
you're getting your ass kicked when I get home.
No, that's so not dead. Right. So let's try the next song.
You're
ready?
So dead.
Maury, please.
Look, we even came to meet you at your work for Mariah Carey's birthday.
Stop, Maury. I keep forgetting it's Mariah's birthday.
It's 327 vibes.
Okay. Hi, baby. Hi.
Okay.
The dog's with them.
Yeah. Give me three Mariah Carey sounds.
Three Mariah Carey sounds?
It's playing along.
This one.
Two.
And
Pop quiz. First song that comes to your mind of Mariah Carey. 3, 2, 1.
Love takes time to heal.
When you're thinking too much.
Not linking, hurting.
I said thinking.
No, not thinking. Hurting.
So that is exactly how the damn is celebrated. Mariah Carey's birthday yesterday.
Oh my God.
Not only waking up Matthew at 3:30 in the morning, but then harassing him at work and then showing up to his work.
Man,
in the
I'll
afternoon.
Tell you, if Matthew gets a Zoom invitation anytime soon, I wouldn't click it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play this clip from this hot new artist.
Oh.
So there's a woman named Dominique Brown who is down in Michigan, and she was a school teacher, and she lost her job because of her rap career. So it's normally with teachers, you gotta, like, your social media footprint has to be spotless. Mm-hmm. Otherwise a parent will find it, a kid will find it, and everything else. We see this a lot when teachers have OnlyFans on the sides, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But Dominique had a rap career,
okay,
and was the reason she lost her job. So we'll play a clip from Dominique, but before we start taking sides on who's right and who's wrong, I just want to let everybody know that Dominique's rap name is Drippin' Honey.
That's fire. I'm on her side already.
Here's Dominique.
Oh, no.
Nobody even knew I was a rapper until the parent kept continuously complaining. The first meeting that I had with, like, the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous, and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids because I rap. My mind and my heart was telling me two things. I couldn't see myself giving up my other passion just because somebody didn't like it. They said erase all your content. That was the ultimatum, erase all your content. I'm just like, respectfully, I can't do that.
Damn.
I'm on your side. Okay. I need to know, like, what Drippin' Honey's, like, lyrics are like.
So,
you know,
you have a clip there. Maury, how long did it take you to bleep all this?
Oh God, like an hour. Okay.
An hour?
Most time, baby, going crazy like the 80s. Most time, baby, going crazy like the 80s. Most time, baby, going crazy like the 80s. I put it on the floor when I dare taking running around the city. Owe me money, silly. Buy my money just like 50 hoes. Mad, I got the power and the juice now. From the 482 online, texting me, but I ain't never got the time. Yes, I'm high, I'm doing, I'm always on the grind. I'm just getting started if I think I'm lying. The money's where I'm mind at.
Oh, that's fire.
Like, honey, you can find me with a high
leg.
Real recognize, real y'all. Get a play and I watch him drop the ball. Wanna blame me, how the fall if my back against the wall.
Yeah, listen, hey, listen. Like, if that was my kid's teacher, I'd be like, yeah, I'll link me with your SoundCloud. I'll listen to that. That sounds good.
And by the way, right before they fired her, Drippin' Honey was a teacher of the month.
Oh, hey!
Yes. Yes.
Right? Listen, you want to relate to the kids?
The one was a history teacher.
That's great. Who cares?
I know.
How old are the people that she was teaching kids? High school kids?
That's a really good question. Hold on here.
I feel like that might change my opinion.
Yeah.
Like if it's old, like if it's,
like if it's high
kids?
School, like, okay, who cares? If they're like grade 6 and up, maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
So she's a high school. She's a high school history
that's
teacher.
Oh,
she's a high school
awesome.
History teacher.
I'm sure her students appreciated and would, like, listen to her songs.
Yeah. By the way, that song was Drippin' 101.
Oh, come on.
Shums in love.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Question for you. This was a question that they posted on Reddit that I thought was somewhat interesting, and I wanted to find out your opinion on this. If you had the, if you could basically guaranteed a win of $1 million, so you had 100% chance, mm-hmm. you spin a wheel, you do whatever, $1 million.
Yeah.
Or if you had a 75% chance to win $100 billion, which would put you as one of the most richest people on the entire planet of all time. What are you taking the guaranteed mill or are you going for your 75% chance of $100 billion?
I think I'm going to take the guaranteed mill.
You're taking the guaranteed
mill. And
I'll
invest that money. I know I'll never make 750, what is it, billion?
No, it's 100 billion.
Oh, 100 billion. I know I'll never make that.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't have $1 million.
Right.
So, and if it's guaranteed that I can get a mill.
Right.
I'm going to take the milly.
Right.
What are you doing?
Damn it, Maury.
Oh, absolute guaranteed mill. I can pay off the condo.
Guaranteed mill. Maria?
Guaranteed mill.
Guaranteed mill. Am I the only one going for the big money here?
Yeah, you're going to take a chance?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you don't win, you're going to be begging us for money?
When have I ever begged you for money now?
Never.
Never.
It's not give up all your money.
Yeah, you could just do so much with a million. Like, why would you risk it?
It's not risking a million.
But you don't have a million now.
It's not risking a million.
You're guaranteed to get $1 million right now.
So it's basically like already there. You already have
it.
Yeah.
Yes. But I would have to take the chance for $100 billion.
But then if you don't get...
Then I just continue living my life. So anyway, so...
How can you live your life normally?
No.
What do you mean? I live my life now.
Yeah. If I knew that I gave up $1 million.
Yeah.
I would hate myself forever.
Yeah.
Wow. Really, huh? Yeah.
Be like, you idiot.
So according to the poll, and they had 1,500 people respond to this, 48% would take the million. 52 would go for the 100 billion.
Really?
Yep.
No, I'm still not taking that
You're
chance.
You're not taking that chance.
No, I'm taking that free $1 million.
Really?
Yes.
I find that interesting. Not one of you.
No way.
Not one of you.
To pay off the condo?
Not one of you.
No.
Really? Oh, man. I would, in a second, I wouldn't even think about it. If it was like spin this wheel, $1 million to spin this wheel.
Get the wheel. Get the wheel.
That's not how the game is played.
No, get the easy money wheel.
That's not how you want me to get the easy money wheel?
Get the easy money wheel. Let's try right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Let's try right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Big shot.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay.
We got the easy money wheel here.
Yes. Yes.
This is for... 100 and
how do we got to do the
maybe the bust is the
hold on here I got to figure this out.
Like it's got to land on bust,
yeah, because there's only one.
Okay, no, you know what? Okay, I can't land on double your money, bust, or the two Rozzes on either side of each of them. Okay, let's say that.
Okay.
Okay. So I can't, none of these three.
Yeah.
And none of these three.
Okay.
Okay.
For $150 billion.
No, let's not get over it. It's $100 billion.
Okay.
Okay.
It's still a billion.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
For $1 billion, Roz.
No, it's $100 billion.
Okay. $100 billion.
Yes.
Just for enough money. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Roz.
Yes.
One, two, three. Spin that wheel.
All right.
Okay, does Roz get the money?
Why am I stressed out right now?
Okay, the money's not real.
I know.
And I won the money.
Oh, shoot.
Can I borrow some money?
See you later, suckers. Yeah. See you later. It's that easy.
Yeah.
$100 billion.
When are we going on vacation?
Oh, now everybody's my friend. Oh, you're all going to be asking me for money.
Have we told you how much we love you lately? Like, you're such a good friend. You're our best friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, buddy. That shirt today.
Yeah.
You look great.
Have
you're
fun with those mortgage payments, David Maury.
I love that scarf selection.
Yeah.
Your glasses are amazing.
Right?
Ah, buddy.
See? It's that easy, folks.
What are we doing? What are we doing to celebrate, Roz? What are we doing? You're paying.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Is Maria there or no? Where'd she go? Oh, how convenient. Let me read you this headline and I'll tell you why it's how convenient.
Oh, tell me.
Want to holler down the hall for her? How convenient. How convenient.
Maria?
We're on the radio.
Ross said it's very convenient.
not on the radio right now.
Very convenient. Very convenient.
She's running down the hall.
Yeah. Very convenient.
Yo. How long is the hallway?
Yeah.
Where are you? Oh, are you in the washroom? Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Oh,
how convenient.
Oh, no. Sorry, Maria.
How convenient.
Sorry. Were you yelling from the washroom just now? Your microphone.
Turn your microphone on, Maria. Turn your microphone on. Turn your...
I'm here.
Oh, how convenient.
Okay, go ahead, Roz.
Because I'm just about to do a story of why people over the age of 45 shouldn't shovel snow. Maria, how old is your dad, Maria?
He's going to be 60 in July.
How old are you?
27.
Okay, here's the headline. Are you too old to shovel snow? If you're over 45, beware of heart attacks, doctors say, as well as a whole bunch of other injuries. I'm going through this article.
Yeah.
I think it was 15-year period or something like that.
Yeah. Let me guess. Yeah, every single one of these things happened to you.
200,000 people were treated in emergency rooms for snow shoveling related incidents.
Really?
11,000 people a year. A lot of those are soft tissue injuries, mm-hmm.
Lift with the legs.
No, it's not even that. They say that that shoveling snow will increase your heart rate and blood pressure more than running on a treadmill.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Shoveling snow is the killer.
Huh.
It's the killer. So they say that it's best to pass that job off to somebody else if you're over the age of 45.
Oh, no. Maria, guess what? Your pops is off the hook.
Yeah.
Every winter, your dad is no longer allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what was going on in my house last night when I saw this story?
What?
Well, because Catherine turns 40 this year.
Uh-huh.
I turned 50 this year.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of the game.
Yeah. So you pass the shovel.
I'm out of the game.
Pass the gauntlet.
Yeah,
yes.
But are you going to be the person that, I mean, you don't really get much snow in Toronto, but I know if I were to shovel the whole driveway, my dad would be peeping through the window trying to see if I got everything.
Yes, as he should.
Why? If I'm going to do it, then let me do it the way I want to do it.
Which is what?
Half-ass?
Which
is,
no. I go 100% on all things I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Guaranteed you don't.
When you clear the driveway, does your dad have something to say about it when you get back in the house?
Yeah, he said, why'd you leave a spot around?
Oh, there we go. And you know what? This is why we all get hurt doing the driveway.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Jasmine Paris is on hold. We understand she's in a lot of pain all these days later, but it's going to be a little road to recovery for her.
Yeah, Friday was the Barkley Marathon that nobody had any idea what it was until it started exploding on social media. It's this crazy ultra marathon, 100-mile foot race through the backwoods mountains in Tennessee. And it's 60 hours to finish. And the elevation that the runners take when they go up and down is 120,000 feet, meaning that to finish the race, you would have ascended and descended Mount Everest twice. Only 20 people have ever finished the race since 1989. Oh, and on Friday, Jasmine Paris became the first woman ever to finish the Barkley Marathon.
Jasmine Paris, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey.
Big round of applause for Jasmine. How are you feeling today?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely recovering well. Yeah.
How is the recovery? Like, what hurt the most?
Interestingly, in these things, what tends to happen is that one thing hurts and then another thing takes over and you kind of go through this series of pains. And then when you're recovering, they all kind of come out at once, actually. They all start to hurt at once because it's not one overriding pain anymore.
Oh, no.
But yeah, now it's just kind of swollen legs and blisters and tendonitis. But yeah, and the scratches are all just itchy now because they're kind of scabbing over.
There was a lot of people very concerned about just how long it was going to take you to get that hair elastic out of your head.
Oh yeah, actually, no, we cut that out. We cut that one out.
Jesus.
There was no way for you to know everything that was happening in the outside world while you were taking part in this event. Once you finished up and had a moment to yourself and told what was happening, could you wrap your head around the reaction to the race?
I mean, I still can't really. It feels really huge. I'm kind of overwhelmed by all the messages. I mean, it's fantastic. It's really inspirational for me as well to see the kind of messages. I feel almost a bit like a fraud because all these people sort of saying what a hero I am. I don't think I'm a hero, but it's wonderful to have inspired people, and I'm very proud of that. And very pleased if this kind of encourages people to get out and do sport, and especially kind of girls and women, and maybe having the confidence to take on things and try new sports and get out there and be active.
Part of this race, nobody really knew what this race was, and we all sort of found out at the same time. And when you start digging into it and reading about it and watching some of the documentaries about it, it's very sadistic. Like when you get your letter, it's to, you know, good luck, morons. And the guy who created it has said many times that this race is not for women, that a woman can't complete this thing. And I'm sure he wanted to be proven wrong, but why, dudes? Like, what do you have in you where you see this and go, I need to do that?
Yeah, you're right. Well, and you're right also that kind of last thing, that is definitely like a kind of a, to me, an inspiration to want to do it, to prove him wrong. But I think, so like, the reason I do these events in Barclay is like definitely the pinnacle, the kind of the ultimate example is to take, you know, it's really exciting to take on event, a challenge where you don't know whether you can finish. For me, it's really exciting because I know that that's going to take me to somewhere that I'm, you know, it's going to definitely push me to my limits. I'm going to reach the wall, and I'm going to, at that point, is somehow it's when you strip away all the kind of comforts and of everyday life, all the things that make life easy, and that you actually find out, you know, who you are and what you do in that situation is somehow, that's really, I think, what defines you. And it's sort of all, it's like when life becomes technical, or it's like when you get back into kind of normal life, these moments stand out for you. These, like, for example, Barclay will stand out for the rest of your life. And that's when it's like, it's a technical or kind of moment in the kind of more black and white of kind of day-to-day life.
Jasmine Paris on the Roz and Mocha Show took part in the Tennessee Foot Race. Knowing what you know about that race and people in your life as well who knew about this race and what it takes to even compete in this race, because it is a race, as organizers have said, was designed for failure. Did anyone try to talk you out of doing this and going through with it?
They didn't try and talk me out because I think they know that I would do it anyway, that I would want to do it anyway. But I guess certainly I chose my support crew based on, as my husband came and supported, because I knew that he would be the right mix of kind of support, but also get out there and do it. Whereas if I'd had my mum, she would have probably seen me after one loop and said, oh, please don't go out again type thing. So, so I definitely had to choose my support crew carefully for this.
You crossed the finish line with it was 100 seconds to go of the 60 hour cutoff. Did you know how close you were?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to be really close, and that's why it was. I mean, I didn't actually know exactly what time it was as I was running in, because I think I looked at my watch at the bottom of that bit of hill, and it was somewhere between 55 and 58, but I couldn't really see the watch face very well. You get given a watch at the start of the race, and it's they're all kind of very random. So mine, you couldn't see the watch face unless you turned it at a certain angle to the light.
Because that's right,
running up that.
You're not allowed to bring your own watch or anything like that, right?
No, you're not, you're not allowed a phone. You're not allowed a GPS tracker. If something happens to you, there's no way of anybody knowing where you are.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they gave you a watch that had no battery and say, "Go find it. It's somewhere in and around Loop 4."
The amount of comments, I think that the ones that really really stood out to me when I was following along with this race on Friday were from the amount of women who were sitting at work, not knowing what the hell they were researching, but it was fascinating. And when everybody started to sort of dig deep and figure out who you were and just how hard this were the amount of women who were sitting there going that they wish that their daughter was there with them to sort of follow along. How does that make you feel?
I mean, that makes me feel like kind of really warm and kind of excited and privileged to be in the position where I might be able to kind of inspire people. I think that's It's a huge honor, and it makes me also kind of want to live up to that. So hopefully inspires me. It definitely inspires me for the future, and hopefully I can live up to that in the future.
Amazing. Jasmine Paris, thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. First woman to finish the infamous Tennessee foot race. We appreciate your time. Hope that your recovery is a speedy one. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Easter weekend.
Yep.
I found out what's on the menu.
What would you say like we know what you're talking about?
Oh, my dad's for Easter weekend.
What do they normally do? Like a ham?
Normally, yeah, like a turkey or something like that. But
turkey, huh?
This time they're going Polish.
Yeah.
And they're going to do pierogies, cabbage rolls, and borscht.
Sorry.
Okay. First of all, that house is going to reek.
Yeah.
Growing up, my grandmother's neighbor used to make cabbage rolls, and we lived across the street for a brief period of time from my grandmother. And when the neighbor would make cabbage rolls, I just remember my mom being like, "Get outside to play." I didn't want to go outside. The neighborhood smelled.
Yeah.
When they were boiling cabbage.
It smells like fart.
It's just like, it is so not, oh my God.
It smells like you live close to a factory.
It does, yeah. And then they would be like, "No, try." And I'm like, "I don't want to eat anything that smelled like that." And then I was a kid. I remember I was like six or something like that. And they sit you like a six-year-old down at a table with the cabbage roll with all the sauce on it. And it's all wet.
No.
And they just like, you don't know how to use a knife properly. So you're just mashing it up with the end of a fork. And then
it doesn't slice properly.
No, and you got to have one taste because your grandmother's there. Yeah, right? No, oh, no, my no. God. Cabbage rolls are the worst.
Anyway, save me a plate more. Do you guys do like a traditional Easter meal at your place?
No, Roz? I do not. I shake up Easter all the time. So I don't even know what we're going to do this year. I think one year I did chicken fried rice and like all that stuff. Yeah,
you know
what
we do. Yeah. There's a place up in our neighborhood that they have like a Easter dinner like meal. They put it all together for you.
Right, like the soup kitchen?
So we just ordered.
Oh.
Like we pre-ordered. So we're getting like, there's like roast beef and like.
Really?
And mashed potatoes and beans, like all these yucksins.
Yeah, right? But make sure you find out if it's pre-cooked. Like if you have to cook the whole thing. I did that once and I found out that you had to cook the whole thing for 3 hours.
No, these are, they're cooked. We just got to pop them in the oven.
Make sure. It was a Christmas that you did that?
It was Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving and Maury was like, just order one of those kits and it just like comes. So they ordered the kit and they had it set for delivery and they had the table all ready. He and Matthew was just like, it's going to be perfect. And everything came uncooked.
Y'all ate it 1 a.m.
So you basically just bought groceries.
Yeah. Now, Maria, you, I know Greek Easter is not this weekend, but I think the following weekend, or is it next month?
It's the first week of May,
May. Will you still do like an Easter dinner with your family this weekend, or do you save it all for May?
We usually go to like our friends' houses who celebrate like Easter this weekend.
Oh, okay.
We'll go there on Sunday for like food and stuff and just hang out with everybody. But yeah, because Orthodox Easter is like the following. It's usually either like the weekend right after, but this year it's a couple weeks.
Okay.
What day does the bunny come up?
Sunday.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Why?
I forgot.
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
Okay. Is it Sunday? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. All right.
At least in our house. We're prepared for the Easter Bunny to show up on Sunday.
Yeah. No, I just need to. I always forget. Easter is one of those weekends that just screws me right up. But no, I don't know what I'm going to cook. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might do steak. I might do.
Bro, if you don't know, I'm sure you can get a plate from Kim Morris. Yeah,
bring you some borscht.
Yeah, maybe stick a cabbage roll in your pocket. And believe me, it won't affect the taste at all.
Or smell.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
My family comes back today.
Oh, you must be happy.
Yeah.
They've been gone for how long?
Oh, since last Thursday.
So what have you been doing throughout the day or evening to occupy yourself?
I mean,
because I know you hate when your family's not there.
I try not to. Like, I got stuff I'm working on and everything else, but I hang out with the cats, right? Like, I'm not even watching anything decent because I don't want to watch anything without them, right? So, like, I'm not even really, like, I watched a couple hockey games this week, and other than that, like,
what a waste of having the house to yourself.
What am I supposed to do? More, tell me, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, no, this is about you.
Yeah, no, so I don't do, and right, like yesterday I hit my, like, I was.
Like peak
I was,
boredom?
Oh my, I was maxed out yesterday.
Okay.
Like maxed out yesterday. Where I
got that PS5 at home, you can play games.
I didn't play one game
at all.
I didn't even do one round.
Did you order tons of Uber Eats?
I ordered a couple things, right? But then I like pizza from one place and I like wings from another place. Although wings are so expensive now. Like if I'm going to leave this show, I'm going to go start a wing joint because the markup on wings is incredible.
Yeah.
Not that I'm leaving the show. Don't worry about that. Especially to go and sell wings. Could you imagine? Guys, I got a great idea.
the Roz to run.
But normally I'm really good. If I order Uber Eats from two different places, I can usually get it to arrive sometime within like the vicinity of the same window. So the wings are hot and the pizza's hot. Mm-hmm. And then it just all got screwed up.
When you do Uber Eats, though, right, and you're ordering two separate places, that means two drivers.
Yes.
Are you tipping the same for
absolutely,
both?
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, sorry. Are you tipping the exact same for both? I know you
Both. Yeah. No. I tip by percentage.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't tip by. I wouldn't even know how to change that. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Yes. You tip the same percentage.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I don't want to. Because if Catherine's home, maybe that changes because she can answer the door. We send the kid to the door, and then they don't know, and they don't know it's me, uh-huh. right? But I can't answer the door. Like if the driver's there, and I always think that I'm gonna make it there just as they're dropping it off and walking back down the drive. I open the door, eye contact, direct handoff. Yeah. Hey, right?
Here's a copy of my book.
Exactly. Like and it's not. Ugh.
And then they're looking at you like, "Hey, are you?"
And they immediately, like if I answer the door, right, and they drop it off, the first thing they do is they turn around and they look at their phone to find out if I tipped. Right.
Oh,
the first thing they do is they turn around, and look at their phone, and I want to say I did.
Yeah.
Right. But then that's presumptuous. Right.
And he was like, I was just checking a text.
And then, but it all got screwed up the other night, and the pizza came too early, and then the wings were late, and I didn't enjoy either of them.
Oh God.
I know. And then I put it in the fridge, and I'm like, you know what? This will be better all reheated tomorrow. Uh-huh. So I only had like one piece of pizza and like a couple wings because my dinner was ruined.
Bro, what?
I know. It was just ruined.
Well, you just like toss everything into the oven.
It does. I couldn't do it. The timing was off. I got too stressed out. Right.
And thank that God everything your family's was, coming back. You're
thank
a freaking
you.
Mess.
I know. I got too stressed out, and I was mad. I'm sitting there staring at the little car on the Uber Eats app, like yelling at him, like, where are you? Why are you doing this? Because he was stopped.
You should have texted him.
No, because
they have that feature, right?
No, because
text the driver.
Then they're going to think that's a microaggression. And then it's just, I don't want them. He still has my food, you realize, right?
Scared of everything. Hold on, man. Thank God your family's coming back.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play this clip because the younger generation's freaking out because they'd never heard the insult crumb bum before.
Okay.
What?
You remember crumb bum?
Kind of, like movies and stuff.
But you never call somebody a crumb bum?
No, why would I have to?
No, Maria?
Don't even
it's all
know
new
what
to
you're
you,
telling,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
Cool. Fair enough. Okay. So it was like calling somebody a crumb bum was an actual thing that you could do and people understood it, right? Like,
okay.
Ooh, right? Sort of stung a little bit.
Okay.
So this is from 1980. Shut up, Maury. from 1980, and it was the former mayor of Philadelphia, a guy named Frank Rizzo, and he gets into like a scuffle with a TV reporter. And then Frank Rizzo, the former mayor, like wants to fight the guy.
I like him already.
Fight the guy, the TV reporter. And in order to sort of like get him going, he just starts laying into him with some like real hardcore insults.
You're a crumb creep. I want to fight you. You don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera. You're a creep.
Damn.
Get away from me.
Well, sir, I'm on the public street. I should be authorized to be here.
I'll break it over your head. Get away from me.
Is he throwing hands?
I'm at the microphone.
There is a
You're
right
a
here.
Crumb creep coward. I want to fight you.
Why is that?
Because you're a crumb creep lush coward.
You don't even know me, Mayor.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you.
Damn.
I was a cop all my life, and I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush. You're a creep. Get away from me, crumb.
Okay. He sounds like a real
cartoon.
Yeah,
why I oughta.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, Channel. I was gonna say the same thing.
Creep.
Like he says, "Why I oughta," while shaking his fist at you.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, so he's no longer with us. He passed away in 1991. But but you know, but that's crumb bum.
You're also a real crumb bum.
Also lush. Do we still call people lush?
What does that mean?
Are you allowed to?
Like a drunk.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was like, what the
you
heck?
Didn't know, Mocha didn't know what lush was?
No.
Yeah, lush is when you call it, like when somebody's
yeah,
like,
you're a real lush.
I can tell.
How do you know that? I used to be a police officer.
Yeah, he can tell a lush.
I'll kick your ass right now.
Yeah, he can tell a lush when he sees a lush. You know
you're
what I mean?
You're a real lush.
Yeah.
You're a real crumb bum.
Wow, yo, he loves the word crumb. And that
crumb creep?
He said crumb,
he said crumb creep. Like,
you're a crumb creep.
Yeah.
I want to fight you.
I want to fight you.
You don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Well, sir, I'm on the public street. I should be.
He really does sound like
here.
He's from the movies.
Well, no, he sounds exactly like somebody named Frank Rizzo.
Yeah, big time.
Get away from me, you crumb.
Yeah, crumb.
There is a
you're a
here.
Crumb creep coward. I want to fight you.
Why is that?
Because you're a crumb creep lush coward.
You don't even know me, man.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you.
I'll look at you, you lush.
My favorite is when he's like, you're a crumb bum. Put that on camera.
Like, sir, it's all on camera.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Over the weekend, the Cannes Expo Canfluencer Awards.
Cannes is
took place.
Cannabis, not Canada, right?
Correct.
Okay.
As in cannabis. And we have a super fan of the Roz and Mocha Show, been listening since the very beginning of this show.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Fabian, weedhead, loves his weed. He's educated us a lot on weed and growing because he is a grower. And he even came up with his own Roz and Mocha strain of weed, which he was nominated for at this Canfluencer Awards last year, and he ended up winning.
And people seem to really love it, too.
Uh-huh. So he was up again for the same award, Best Home Growing Creator Award. Damon Mori was in attendance to cover the event. And it was all, I mean, it was all weed heads there, right, Mori?
Like, oh, my God, the place reeked.
Can you describe the atmosphere?
Very smelly.
Yeah, but like weed smelly.
But everyone, there's something about weedhead. They're all very friendly people.
Now, is this like a dress uppy kind of
Absolutely
thing?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
What were people wearing?
Hoodies.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hoodies and jeans and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it wasn't like put a suit on and a gown and that kind of thing?
No, someone was wearing a fairy dress.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Were they high? I just assume everybody was high.
Yes.
Oh, welcome to the 2024 Cannes Expo Canfluencer Awards.
Yay. Love it.
Our next award is Best Homegrowing Creator. These nominees are showcasing online cultivation tips, the journey from seed to harvest, and providing content that empowers others to learn and grow. The nominees are Joe Fo, Buzz and Therapeutic,
Buzz,
Fabiano Rania from Family Trees 19,
yes,
Zach Drost, and last but definitely not least, Cassie Forbes, and your winner is,
come on Fabian,
my man Dylan Derby,
Buzz and Therapeutic.
Buzzin' Therapeutic one.
Buzz.
Yeah, Fabian did not win.
Oh, man.
Even though we're all rooting for him.
Did you talk to him at
least? We're proud. Of course he did. Oh,
okay. Fabian, what happened?
I don't know, man. I guess I lost, man. Everybody voted for Buzzin'.
I've never interviewed somebody who hasn't won before.
Oh, damn.
Man. This is pretty salty, but, you know, it is what it is. He's a great grower, man. I'd rather lost to him than anybody else.
What's going through your mind right now? Did you think you were going to win? How do you feel in this moment?
I honestly, going against Buzzin', I didn't think I was going to win. Yeah, honestly. He's a good grower. Great.
You look sad.
I am sad. I didn't win.
What would you have said if you got up on stage?
No matter what, I'd always say, I got to thank Roz and Mocha. Uh-huh. You guys give me an opportunity to say what I got to say as a passion on air. And all my fans and everybody listening, man, thank you. I appreciate you guys for even voting.
Well, you forgot the whole, it's an honor just to be nominated.
And it's an honor just to be nominated.
Wow.
Are you going to go and congratulate the guy who beat you?
Absolutely.
You're not a sore loser.
No. Not at all. He deserves it. He's a good grower.
I thought you'd have some fighting words for the guy.
No, not at all, man. Just peace and love. That's what it's about. You should see.
I know, but give some sort of like, oh, I'm better than him. Nothing?
Well, I am better. I just, you know, can't win it all the time.
You think you're going to get two weed heads to fight?
I was hoping.
Please.
It would be the most mellow, slowest fight ever. Anyway, big up Fabian.
Oh, man.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.